We've been talking a lot about davening Shemoneh Esrei, and we want to connect to the Shemoneh Esrei, but maybe I want to connect so much, but I don't understand the language. I don't understand Hebrew well enough. I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Can I daven in English instead? And it's not just English, it's really any language. English is not special in any way. The Gemara in Shabbos on Yud Beis and Beis says that Aramaic is special and that an individual should not be davening in Aramaic, and we see that play out whenever we'll have an individual davening. They don't say Baruch Shemei, they don't say Yerkum Perkan. But on a larger sense, Aramaic has some sort of a spiritual sense to it. It's very similar to Hebrew. But can I daven in English? Can I daven in a language that's not Hebrew? And the Gemara in Masechta Sota on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph tells us, Il ne'amar b'chol lashon, these are all the things you can say in any language. And one of those things on the list is that of tefillah, that we actually can daven in a language that's not Hebrew. And so even though the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Meir Halacha tells us, that the most ideal form of prayer, the most ideal tefillah is in Hebrew, that's the Lashon HaKodesh, that's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that's the way the Chazal wrote the blessings, still we technically can daven in English as well. The Mishnah Berurah gives a caveat though. He says you have to fully understand the language that you're davening in. I don't speak French, I can't pick up a French sitter and start davening in French because I think it sounds cool. I have to fully understand the language, and so maybe, halavai, I should fully understand the English language and use it properly, but at the very least, I can only daven in English because I fully understand that language. Rav Avadya Yosef says, in contrast, in Hebrew, even if I don't fully understand Lashon HaKodesh, I don't understand Hebrew perfectly, I'm still allowed to daven that way because it's part of the way tefillah was written. That's how Chazal set it up, and so it's not a problem, even if I don't fully understand it. Now, the Levush points out that if I want to be Yotze with the Chazan, if I want the Chazan to fulfill my obligation during the repetition, I'd have to fully understand it. And so that's one of the big reasons, maybe today, why we don't follow the Chazan's repetition and we daven ourselves, although the most ideal discussion, as we've had, is that if we can daven ourselves, better to do it that way. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah actually disagree, because the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you can only daven in English on occasion, once in a while, but it can't be set as came up during the advent of the Reform movement in Germany about 200 years ago. But the Aruch HaShulchan says the exact opposite. He says it's not that you can only do it occasionally, it's that you can only daven in English for occasional tefillos, such as slichos or kinos. But something that is set, something that's common and frequent, you can never change. So, daily davening, not changing. Shabbos, not changing. Even Yom Tov, not changing. All of those things have to be the same all the time. Now, finally, Rav Moshe points out, in the Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin, that even if you're going to follow an English translation, you're going to daven in English. It has to be a set translation. It has to be one that is mekubal, one that's been accepted and is commonly used. You can't write your own translation. Even if I think this is a much more beautiful translation, you've got to follow the crowd. You've got to daven Shemoneh Esrei. You've got to daven your tefillah like the rest of Am Yisrael. So if it's not a set translation, it's not common and dispersed throughout Am Yisrael, it's not going to be good, it's not going to be sufficient. But ultimately the goal is Rachman Ali Baboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillos. And the ideal is that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn to our Father in Heaven with our full hearts, no matter what language we're davening in. Have a wonderful day.